Well, good morning, everyone, and thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through Scripture together. As we read through 1 Corinthians, we are now going into 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And so if you recall back to chapter 11, Paul was talking about headship, head coverings, and also issues that the Corinthians were having regarding how they were administering and celebrating the Lord's Supper. There were some serious errors in what they were doing there, in that they weren't waiting for one another. They were getting drunk. It was just a drunken feast, and that is not the purpose and intent that the Lord had instituted for that supper. And so Paul was correcting them and guiding them as to how to do it properly. And so here in chapter 12, he now goes on to talk about the matter of spiritual gifts, and he is reminding them of the contrast between when they were pagans and now as they are Christians, and how they need to consider these things. So let's dive into the word together and feed upon it here in chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I am not of the body," is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I am not of the body," is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole body were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. And if they are all one member, where would the body be? But now, indeed, there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty, but our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and members individually. And God has appointed these in the church: first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, After that, miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the best gifts. And yet I show you a more excellent way. Amen. Praise God for his word, and praise him for this very word in chapter 12, in which Paul is very helpful in speaking to the matter of unity in diversity in the body of Christ. And even as we are many members with different functions, with different gifts, with different purposes that are in accordance with the pleasure of God himself, he has gifted us in the ways that he is pleased. May we be diligent to be utilizing our gifts while rejoicing with one another in their gifts, working with one another as we use our gifts together to the glory of God. Well, God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful day today. Join me next time as we continue in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Take care. We'll see you then.